to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're working together to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is a coaching system, a coaching platform for beginner real estate investors, experienced real estate investors, even investors who already have 5,000 apartment units. Last night at our member spotlight night, where we celebrate the success of our members every month, we had a couple of guys who are at 4,000 units, and I think when they joined, they had about maybe 3,000, something like that. But the reason they join is just to take it to the next level. The reason we exist is because 95% of Americans fail to retire by age 65, 95%. The good news, though, is we know what the 5% are doing. The 5% who do retire successfully all have second, third, fourth streams of income. And most of them, 70%, use real estate to build their wealth. And that's what we do. We do everything from single family homes to self-storage, apartment complexes, strip shopping centers, RV parks, mobile home parks, anything that produces cash flow. Because that's what separates the 5% from the 95%. The main strategy in the United States for retirement is to save your way to retirement. That's the theory. Problem is, it doesn't work. Not many people do the math. So there's a 4% rule out there. And the 4% rule is you're only allowed to take 4% of your savings when you retire to ensure that you don't run out of money. Well, if you want $10,000 a month in retirement, which I'm suggesting 20 years from now you're going to need, maybe as soon as 10 years from now, you have to save up $3 million. Now, how many of you are on track to do that? Very, very few. I mean, think about it. To save up $3 million, you've got to save $150,000 a year for 20 years. Every year for 20 years, you've got to put $150,000 into savings to come up with $3 million bucks to have $10,000 a month in retirement. So it's not even practical for most people to even consider that, since many people won't even earn $3 million total over the next 20 years. But what if you changed your strategy? What if you said, you know, that 5% that's doing so well, why don't I do what they do and start building a second stream of income? It would take about $600,000 at a 20% internal rate of return to produce $10,000 a month for the rest of your life. $10,000 a month for the rest of your life. Does it make sense when I say it's probably easier to save up $600,000 than it is $3 million? The other part of it comes down to, I've seen people with single family homes times 20 that did it with under $500,000. And the way they did it was picking up two rent houses a year over a 10-year period. They may put $5,000 down, maybe $25,000 down per house. Just depends on the marketplace. But over a 10-year period, it's going to fluctuate between 5,000 down and 25,000 down, if you know what you're doing. Now, some of you don't know what you're doing, so you think you have to put 20% down. You don't. The down payment's going to be anywhere from $5,000 to $25,000 on a little $150,000, $200,000 rent house. Do that twice a year for 10 years. You'll have 20 houses and about $10,000 or $12,000 a month income coming in for the rest of your life. This is the business model that works, and that's what we're teaching our students at Total Wealth Academy. I want to start off today's show by talking about this catastrophe in China. Most of you have probably heard about it, the Evergrande financial crisis in China. If you're not familiar with this, I'm going to throw a number out there, and you're hearing it right. This company borrowed $300 billion with a B, as in boy, $300 billion that it's unable to pay back. This is a giant catastrophe in the real estate market. And it's probably the beginning of a major problem that's going to be global. Just like what we did in the United States back in 2006 and 7, causing our real estate market to collapse, it just went viral across the world, across the globe, and everybody ended up in financial trouble with their real estate, every country on the planet, because of our mistake, the Lehman moment. So when I talk about a correction is coming in the marketplace, it may be sooner and it may be bigger than I thought, because I certainly wasn't expecting this. If you want to watch a few videos on it, go to YouTube and just type in Evergrande or Grand, I'm not sure how they say it, E-V-E-R-G-R-A-N-D-E, Evergrande. Grand with an E at the end, Evergrande, I believe is how you say it. And watch, don't just watch one, because that's just one opinion. Watch two or three of them on what they're saying. And it's everything from a major collapse globally to a medium to major collapse globally to one guy just says, no, that's only going to affect China. It's not going to be a big deal, which I think is probably not a very wise thing to say, since it has already affected the global stock markets dramatically, dramatically. So the correction is coming. I didn't expect something like this, so it may be faster and bigger than I ever predicted. Okay, this is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. We'll talk more after the break. Thanks for listening. Total Wealth Academy is an education, coaching, and consulting platform for beginner and advanced real estate investors. You must understand that 95% of Americans fail to retire by age 65. We help stop that by teaching our members how to use real estate to build a second stream of income that meets and exceeds all of their wants and needs. To find out more, please attend our free sample class. Reservations at GetTotalWealth.com. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're about to start talking about the difference between proactive and reactive and how this affects your success and how it's, you know, being reactive can really, there's no other word phrase for it. It destroys your life. And the proactive concept is outlined in the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. In fact, it's habit number 1 in the habits. Be proactive. It's simply put, it's being solution based. That anytime something goes wrong, the majority of people react to the situation and they simply go into their own personal history, their own personal conditioning, as Deepak Chopra calls it, the prison of your past. And when something goes wrong, they have an immediate response that is the same response, reaction, not a response, a reaction, that is the same as they did 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. And the sad thing is, it didn't work 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, but most people keep doing it because they just don't know any other way. The word I like is resources. From having 30 years experience in the real estate investment industry, I've learned dozens upon dozens, hundreds, thousands of different little points about real estate investing. I call these resources, meaning when something goes wrong, I have a resource to solve that problem because it's not a new problem to me. I've been through it before. Most people don't have those resources because they're not really doing anything with their lives other than just going to a job. And they don't have any life experience outside of their job. Challenges when they arise, and they react to them based off of their past conditioning, the way their parents reacted, the way their high school teachers reacted, the way their college professors reacted. They just react. Well, what happens is there is a gap between stimulus and response. The problem is, for most people, that gap is tiny, tiny. An example that is used quite often is if I were to walk up to you and insult you, most of you would react very quickly to that. You'd be offended. You might insult me back. These are all reactions, and they're ineffective. A response is when you make the gap between stimulus and response larger and larger and larger. The Buddha was insulted one time, and he just walked off. And the guy that insulted him followed him and said, "Aren't you going to say something back?" And the Buddha turned around and said, "If you bring me a gift and I do not accept it, who still has the gift?" The guy goes, "I do." And the Buddha just walked off. See, the insult that he had given to the Buddha didn't accept it. His response was to ignore it, to not allow it to get to him, and to definitely not react to the insult. For most people, though, they don't see that scenario as a choice. They see, man, if somebody insults me, I insult them back. If somebody hits me, I hit them back. They're just a bundle of past conditioning. They don't think. They have no gap between the stimulus and reaction or stimulus and response. No gap at all. It's almost instant. The reason it's instant is because they're not thinking. They're just doing what they did in the past. In the past, when you're doing that, is a prison. And it keeps you from moving forward. The point I think that the Buddha was making is that between stimulus and response, you have that gap. And the larger you get it, the better. But what you're doing in that gap is making choices. Choices about how you're going to respond to that stimulus. And the stimulus could be positive or negative. In this case, we're talking about negative stimulus. Somebody insults you. You could even choose to laugh after somebody insults you. You could choose to respond in a humorous way. You could choose to walk off. You could choose to ignore it. The main thing I want to get across in this segment is this. It's a choice. Whether you want to admit it or not, if someone comes up and punches you right in the face, you're making a choice to punch back or to turn the other cheek. But for most of you, there'd be no choice. It would just be, boom, I'm going to start fighting. I'm going to start throwing punches. And you think it's not a choice, but it is. So being proactive means producing results by going into the gap between stimulus and response and making better choices. But the first thing you've got to understand is that it is a choice. Every day, all day long, you're making choices. All day long. You do it every day, all day long. So do I. You choose how to respond to a wink from your spouse. You choose how to respond to a child doing something he or she's not supposed to do. A coworker's behavior. A phone call you get. A problem you need to solve. And what proactive people do is they focus on what they control. Whereas reactive people have a tendency to focus on what they don't control. And reactive people are people who are constantly whining, moaning, complaining about the government, complaining about this, complaining about that. If you've got a friend who's a complainer, they're a reactive person. They complain about the weather, which they have no control over. They complain about the government, which they have little, if any, control over. They complain about their neighbor's behavior. They complain about their coworker's behavior. They complain about their boss's behavior. Stuff they have no control over. Total waste of energy. Total waste of brain power. It's just a waste. And what you want to do when you read The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, you want to study what Stephen Covey calls the circle of influence. And there are really three circles. And if you can imagine it like a bullseye target circle, small circle in the center, a little bit larger circle, a little bit larger circle. And there are three circles. The circle in the center is your circle of control. This is what you honestly really control. This would be your fitness, your attitude, your work habits, who you love, where you work, things like that. Things that you have 100% control of. The next circle is called the circle of influence. You do not have control of this circle, but you have influence on it. This would be your children. Let me get some other examples, but let's go to the third circle. The third circle is the circle of concern. And the circle of concern is funny because you don't have any control over that. None. This would be the weather, politics, market conditions. What are some other things? How people think about you. You just don't have control of those things. So what happens is, if you stay focused and proactive and you focus on the circle of control, the circle of influence gets bigger and the circle of control gets bigger and the circle of concern gets smaller. We'll talk more about this when we come back from the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Total Wealth Academy is an education, coaching, and consulting platform for beginner and advanced real estate investors. We do passive investments in self-storage, apartments, strip shopping centers, hotels, mid-rise office buildings, assisted living, and more. Our members are able to use their IRAs and 401ks without tax or penalty to buy real estate and build passive income. To find out more, please attend our free sample class. Reservations at GetTotalWealth.com. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking about, really we're focused on the circle of influence, which really consists of the circle of concern, the circle of influence, and the circle of control. And by the way, I'll lead this back to real estate, so bear with me. The circle of control is where you want to spend your time. Whereas most people, and I'm talking about, I'd have to say 90%+ of the people focus on their circle of concern, stuff they have no control over, like politics, who likes me, other people's choices, the weather, your skin color, world events, past mistakes, which you can't do anything about your past mistakes, height, who you're controlling your friends, can't do it, other people's mistakes, and how this relates to real estate investing is most people are very reactive when you approach them about building a second stream of income with real estate. They've never owned rental real estate. No one they know has ever owned rental real estate. But I get the same reactive objections from prospects every single time. Every single time. You think you got a new objection? You don't. I've heard it before. Real estate consumes a bunch of time, Steve. I don't have time. I got a job and a kids. Guess what? So does everybody else, brother. I can't do it. I don't have a lot of cash. I started with no money. I can't do it. I hear that tenants bug you at night. No, they don't. Unless you don't know what you're doing and they somehow do have permission to call you late at night. So what I'm referring to is reactive people make excuses for everything. Nothing is ever their fault. It's outside of their circle of control. And they spend days, months of their lives just telling people why their life is not their responsibility. The example I'll give you is I had that relative with that lost three rent houses to foreclosure. Man, He would tell you it was the marketplace. It was the tenants. It was the banks. It was the contractors. Who's missing from that? Him. See, he was the problem. He didn't know how to deal with the marketplace. He didn't know how to deal with banks. He didn't know how to deal with tenants. Proactive people take responsibility for everything. Everything. I'm telling you, if you're at a stoplight and you get rear-ended, you need to get out of that car, look at the car, and go, dang it, I should have left for work 10 minutes early. It's your fault. Everything's your fault. And the wonderful thing about that attitude is that's the way you want it. If it's not your fault, what can you do about it? Nothing. It's not your fault. Somebody else is controlling you. You're a slave, whatever. No, you want everything to be your fault. That way you can correct it. It's like with my business, I could have said, oh, COVID came in. I'm going out of business. They shut down seminar business. I could have blamed it on COVID. I could have blamed it on a lawsuit. I could have blamed it on all kinds of things. But I kept pushing because I've been trained to be proactive, to constantly look for solutions that I control. And I found them. You talk about people who, during COVID, their restaurant went out of business. Well, I know tons of restaurants that didn't go out of business. Little mom and pop restaurants that didn't go out of business due to COVID. Why? Because their owners were proactive. The other owners were reactive. And what you've got to do is become proactive in every aspect of your life. First, read the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People so you get this material in your head, not just audio, but also the written word. And start becoming solution-focused. Instead of, I'll give you an example from Robert Kiyosaki. He was never allowed to say, I can't afford it. He was always coaxed to say, how can I afford it? See the difference? One is reactive, one is proactive. The proactive, how can I afford it? Well, you need to buy 2 more rent houses. This car is going to cost you $800 a month. You need 2 more rent houses, so go buy the 2 rent houses, then buy the car. How can I afford it? If you say, well, I'm working 50 hours a week, I can't get out there and build a portfolio or build a second stream of income, that's reactive. Proactive is, how can I build a second stream of income while working 50, 60 hours a week? I mean, you got to understand, the members at Total Wealth Academy, they've all got jobs and kids too. Many of them 50, 60 hours a week. But they're proactive, where you may be sitting in a reactive position. So everything that you want to, everything that you do in your life needs to be solution oriented. Not I can't afford it. How can I afford it? Not I can't do it. How can I do it? And the wonderful thing is, when you start asking good proactive questions, your brain will answer it. See, when you ask negative questions like, why am I so fat? Your brain will answer it. Go, because you overeat, you don't exercise, you're a slob. You see the brain answered? That's the correct answer to that question. But what if you asked, how can I lose the weight? Your brain will answer that. you could eat less, you could start exercising, and take some personal pride. There you go. A proactive person asks the right questions, and it makes all the difference in the world, allowing your brain to work on solutions instead of the problem. And then, of course, the wonderful point. You know that every problem has the seed of its own solution in it? Every single problem has the seed to its solution in it. It's just reactive people focus on the problem. Proactive people focus on the solution. Reactive people never see the solution. They just hide behind the problem, give up, and stop. Whereas the proactive person finds the solution and proceeds towards their goals. So remember, the more time you spend in your circle of control, the bigger your circle of control gets. The more time you spend in your circle of concern, garbage like politics or market conditions or past mistakes or gossip, the smaller your circle of control gets. You've got to be very cautious. Some of you, your circle of control is super low. Having trouble with your kids? Circle of control is small. Having trouble with your employees? Your circle of control is small. Because you can imagine, the circle of influence shrinks with the circle of control. So my whole sales pitch for these two segments is you definitely want to be proactive. You definitely want to be focused on your circle of control. Spend all your time on your circle of control, things that you really can make a difference at, and you can change your life dramatically in a very short period of time. Because there's so few people doing that, that you become outstanding and people want to be around you. People want to support you. People want to be on your team because you're proactive and focused on your circle of control. It'll make your business grow. It'll make your family more effective. It'll make you even more effective at your job. It's all a matter of being solution-focused, staying centered on what you control, and then, of course, the most powerful weapon, love. Okay, we're about to go to break. Phone lines are open. We're coming up on the final segment of today's show. Phone lines are open at 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV, or you can email me, as many of you have done. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. We are in the final segment of today's show. So if you've got a question for me, I need you to call now. Please do not wait till the last 2 minutes. If you've got a fear, a question, a worry, some reason you think you can't build a second stream of income with real estate, call me and tell me what that problem is, and I'll knock that problem out for you. I will solve it for you, one way or the other. So give me a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or you can email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, this first question comes from an Antoine. He says, what's it take to become a passive investor at Total Wealth Academy? Well, you have to take the classes, of course, to become what's called a sophisticated investor. Now, Antoine, you may be an accredited investor. That means you have over $1 million in the bank. That's wonderful, but we also want you to be sophisticated as well. The reason is there's a lot of people with $1 million in the bank that know nothing about real estate investing, and they are problematic when they're in a real estate investor deal that they don't understand. So we require all of our passive investors to take these classes to become sophisticated investors. Then I give you a list of syndicators that you call and get on their email lists. They then start bringing you deals. You come in and sit down with me. We analyze those deals, make sure it works for you and your family, and move forward or choose not to move forward depending on the results of our analysis. So I think that's what you're asking. But your first step, Antoine, get to the free sample class. Get to the free sample class. Just go to gettotalwealth.com, gettotalwealth.com, and in the upper right-hand corner, or maybe even center of the page, I think there's a button that says free sample class, but it's there on the front page somewhere. Gettotalwealth.com. I look forward to seeing you there. Okay, let's see the next question. I don't even know where you're at talking about basements. Let's see if I can figure this out. It looks like somewhere in the Midwest. I don't believe you're going to be able to get insurance, but I'm not an insurance guy. But I do know that I've gotten this question before, and the result has been the same, Sarab. Sarab, I don't think you're going to be able to get coverage for that, for the basement. Just don't think it's going to happen. Not for that sump pump malfunction or sewer backup. You've already called, it looks like, well, you just say a few companies. I think that's because it's just not available. But all I can tell you is I wouldn't stop till I've talked to 10 different insurance companies to ensure that it is uninsurable. Sorry, I couldn't be more help on that, and good luck. All right. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, this is the same guy. What is the minimum investment for a passive investor? $50,000. The average is probably somewhere between $100,000 and $150,000. But you have to have $50,000 to invest in one of our passive deals. Okay, let's see. Oops, that's not an email. Okay, Maria, on hiring a property manager. Okay, you own property in Texas. You live somewhere else. Mind.co is my favorite company for property management. MYND.co. MYND.co. They're excellent. And they have multiple layers, or multiple levels, I should say, of management. If you just want them collecting the rent, there's a really low fee. If you want them leasing it, it's a little bit higher. If you want guaranteed rent, literally guaranteed rent, it's a little bit higher. But I think the highest is only $135 a month. So check them out, Maria. I think they can take care of you. Okay, let's see this. Ooh, just got three new ones. Stephen, is painting closets Oh, you're using a property manager. And they're charging you extra because they have to paint the inside of the closets. Interesting. No, that is, never heard of that. A little bit weird to me. Not real impressed with a property manager that is splitting up painting. You paint the whole unit. You know, if he's doing cheap, bogus, weak, unprofessional rehabs, where he doesn't paint the closets. I mean, they got the sprayers and it takes 3 minutes to do a closet. There's something wrong with your management company, Stephen. I would look for another management company because that is unprofessional to say the least. All right, let's go to the next. Nope, that is a assisted living question that I can't answer right now, but Deputy, I will get back with you after the radio show with someone who can. I'm going to give you a referral of someone who can answer that question. Since you Ohio Center Finance, since you Ohio, okay, you're, oh, that is not a question. Let me delete that. Another buyer offering cash advance. Evan, let me see what you mean by this. Needing advice, I'm trying to lock up my first wholesale contract and competing with another buyer who's offering a cash advance of $10K to the seller. Yeah, this is Evan. Let that guy have the deal. That's a risky move, just as you suggested. You're going to lose some, Evan. You're going to lose a lot, but you'll win a lot if you keep trying. So, yeah, in this case, if that guy's willing to give that guy $10,000 upfront to buy a car so that he can move once you close the deal, that's high risk. I wouldn't do that, and I wouldn't worry about trying to compete with this guy. Just move on and find yourself another deal. They're out there. All right. Next one is trying to build. Nope. And Adrian asking about multifamily investment structure. We generally use LLCs. In fact, I don't know of anybody doing commercial property that does not use an LLC. That is the safest, best tax consequences way to do it. Now, if you already have an LLC, yeah, you can use that one. No problem there. And no, do not put an apartment complex in your name. There's nothing wrong with closing it in your name, but get it into an LLC as quickly as possible. Adrian, most banks will not even let you close the deal in your own name. They're smart enough to know that you need to use an LLC as well. So you're not doing a 1031 exchange, so there's no reason to close it in your name. Yeah, just use that LLC you have for this particular deal. But remember, the next apartment complex you buy, use a different LLC. I use a different LLC for every apartment complex that I buy. Now, the next email question is going to be, what about single family? You don't need an LLC for single family. I've had up over 100 units in my name. Doesn't matter. The other problem is if you try to move a single family home into an LLC, that counts as a sale. And you could trigger the due on sale clause. And that would mean the entire mortgage is due immediately. And you don't want to do that. So no, we don't use LLCs for single family, but on every commercial deal, we have a separate LLC for every building or complex, every complex. All right. All right. One last one from Mark. Rental increase limits. I'm not sure if you're thinking there's a government limit on rental increase or if you're asking what's the maximum I increase it. The maximum I've ever increased it was $125 per month, but that was a ridiculous situation where they had had the same rent for like 5 years or something like that. Normally, I raise it $25 to $50 a month. Even if they're $100 below market, I don't try to do the full $100 all at once. All right, hope that helps. Thank you all for listening. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day. We'll be right back.